your cool friend listens to it. Wiggins America.
Okay, first things first on Iran. Everybody's saying that we're getting played by Iran now, partially because of the gas prices. Now, I will say that I think that they have used that to their advantage for sure. I mean, that's kind of the only leverage they have over a prolonged war, because America doesn't care. I mean, if you were paying the same amount in gas as you were before this thing started, would you care at all what we were doing in Iran long term? I think that we would, but we definitely would not have, it wouldn't be the headline. Like we'd be maybe talking about it a little bit, but not like this, especially the way that this negotiation's going. So in that sense, they are using that leverage very well. And you got to say that. You got to acknowledge that. But the other way in which people are saying, well, they're winning, you know, mainstream media, I guess you could say, is saying Iran's beating us here, is that they are prolonging negotiations. They really have no intention of coming to any sort of agreement with us. They're just going to drag this thing out as long as possible, is some of the narrative that's being said, not just in mainstream, but in other voices as well. I would say some conservatives are saying that too. And there is truth to that. It's not just that it's sort of a talking point. They probably are dragging this thing out. The problem is, like I said last week, is you have to sort of, especially with foreign policy things, it's not just a red-blue issue. You have to look at this from all angles. And the other angle to look at that is that, yes, they're dragging out negotiations, and they probably would forever if they could, but in this circumstance, they can't. We have successfully blockaded them and isolated them almost completely. So they're not making any money. The government's going bankrupt, and obviously the government leaders keep dying because we've killed so many of them. So they don't really have a lot more to play. They don't have a lot more cards to play here. So the dragging it out thing, does it really benefit them? Well, only if they are a nihilist. If they are full dead end, we do not care what happens to our country. We don't care about anything in the future. We're just going to run full force head first into a brick wall, which they might. I mean, they're crazy. So they might actually do that, but they have nothing to gain by prolonging this at this point. That's the only point that I think needs to be said that's not being said about the Iran war. All right, we're going to hit a couple different things here.
Wow, Wiggins America.
Good news, 4.3 million Americans have been taken off of SNAP food stamps in the last few months. Secretary of Commerce, no, Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins, has a quote here. I'm going to read it. And this story, if you look it up at all, because a lot of it's, this isn't really making a lot of news. But if you look it up, all the headlines are negative. And they read like this, like there's a Yahoo one that says something about Brooke Rollins. The United States kicks 4.3 million people off of food stamps. Probably the first sentence in it is so that they can starve, something like that. But here's the quote from Brooke Rollins. It says, as of just a couple days ago, we have now moved 4.3 million Americans off of the food stamp program. A lot of that is fraud. A lot of it is people taking the program that shouldn't have been. And a lot of it is just a better economy. We've had wage growth that has outpaced inflation for the first time since early 2021. This is a really big day, so people don't need food stamps. I think that she's probably right in assessing this. Now, if you're going to hear the best version of this from the administration, that's always true. But I think that she's probably accurate in saying wage growth really is the key right now, because inflation will not stop. Inflation is low, but it has not stopped since Trump took over. And in fact, he never said that it would. He just said he wanted to bring costs down, which he hasn't done. And I guess technically that would be deflation, but that's not happening. And so they're focused, if you listen to Scott Bessent, for instance, they're focused on wage growth. And that is happening, and it is outpacing inflation overall. It's just not sexy. there's nothing that you can really shine a big light on and go, hey, look, we just gave everybody $5,000 or something like that. In fact, the jobs numbers never look good because they're getting rid of so many government employees that, and they're now counted in those numbers. They used to not be. That now it looks bad for the jobs numbers when, in fact, they're actually adding tons of private sector jobs every month. So anyway, the economic situation in the United States is surprisingly good. The gas prices that we just mentioned are horrendous, and that has to end soon. But overall, things are trending in the right direction, and a lot of people probably have left food stamps because their wages have gone up, and that would make them ineligible. The other thing that she says here is that there's been a lot of fraud and a lot of people taking the program that just shouldn't have been. Well, that kind of is all one category, isn't it? So there's outright fraud, like you're saying you're somebody else and you're getting food stamps. Or there's you kind of claiming your benefits erroneously, saying, oh, I made this much, and you know, or staying on the program too long. That's all part of this, too. And a lot of people do that. The reason that I bring this up is because, A, it's good news, and B, you can never trust the mainstream media. I'm reading this from an article for called like the Bakersfield Institute, which does fact checks. And you're not going to believe this, but the fact checkers have an agenda. I know, right? It says in this Bakersfield article, the data says fraud is low. So they're challenging Brooke Rollins here and saying that fraud within the SNAP program is small, according to experts, not nearly enough to account for such a significant drop. And they refer back to, I kid you not, 2023. They say, well, the latest data that's available is from 2023. And that year, only 41,476 people were disqualified from SNAP because of fraud. Yeah, that's the freaking point. That there haven't been enough people disqualified from it who don't qualify for it. And a lot of people stay on it for too long. And now she's saying, we're coming in and cleaning that up. The fact checkers know this, but they want to give you some sort of out if you're on the left for this being a bad thing. Like people working and making money and buying food for themselves. Apparently, according to the left, and literally almost every headline you'll find about this story, that's a bad thing. Amazing, isn't it? But that's the philosophy that we live under if you are a Democrat, is that making money and doing things for yourself is bad. You want to do things that the government approves of. And in fact, the government should be your daddy and be your God and provide for all of your needs. Never mind that would be short-lived, because it can't go on forever, and we're dealing with the ramifications of that right now. Trump administration going in and cleaning this up. That's great news. That's great stuff that's happening behind the scenes that I don't think gets enough attention. Stick around. This is Wiggins America.
Not all heroes wear capes, but Ryan does. Wiggins America.